Don't have time to read that research paper you saved? Chelsea and Olivia want to help you out. We know how it is. That's why we read it for you. Welcome to the Exercise Science Too Long Didn't Read podcast.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
It's been a while.
We had to take a hiatus for a few weeks. Somebody fancy got a new job.
I did get a new job. I'm a director now.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Adult job, doing adult job things. So, very exciting. She has a new job, but that meant that life got a little crazy. It happens.
Yep.
But we're back and ready to give you guys an update. If you remember last time we talked about just our personal fitness backgrounds and histories and what we're working on now. So my update, I'm still doing the eating plan, the portion fix, and I've gotten a little more lax with it, just taking the principles that I've learned and applying them every day as best I can. It's low carb, high veg, making sure I get a fruit in every day. And I've been pretty steady at 128, which I think might be my homeostasis weight naturally. So I'm pretty happy. My jeans are all too big, except for my skinny jeans. And yeah. So today I read an article.
Mm-hmm. What is your article about, Chelsea?
It's called Moving Online? ?
Ooh.
How to Effectively Deliver Virtual Fitness, and it's by Nicole Kulos Reed, Amanda Wurz, Justine Dowd, and Lauren it's either Capozzi or Capozzi. It's a double Z, so I'll say it both ways and we'll hope for the best. It was published in the ACSM Health and Fitness Journal, and we looked at it online. All right, we need to take a quick pause to apologize for the dog noises. Olivia's dogs are, yes, I'm calling you out. Your dogs are very noisy today. I have two Yorkies at home who are also very noisy most of the time. That being said, there's dogs in the house and they can't go in another room because they won't. So we're sorry.
You get it, though.
Yes. We love dogs. They're just being... But with this article, it said that by reading this article, health and fitness professionals will gain knowledge, skills, and confidence to effectively deliver virtual fitness, incorporate evidence-informed behavior, change strategies into virtual fitness, and optimize safety and client success online.
Whoa, that was long. But
That's what you as a fitness professional should have learned after reading the article. I won't go read the whole thing, of course, but they basically talked about how to set up the virtual format, what are you offering, looking at existing platforms, things like that, wanting to make it user-friendly, trying to create a connected community because we know accountability can really make a difference. And then they talked about maintaining safety, including behavior change strategies, and then talking about some of the things that happens when you get a coach. You get someone who's empathetic, you get someone who teaches you how to overcome bad days and things like that. Just building a positive, motivational atmosphere around it. It helps people, in my opinion, it certainly helps me stick with things a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the points they made that in the online format, the authors recommended to stick to what you did in person, whether that's prescribing, one-on-one training, or group classes. So what they're trying to say is stick with what you know.
Yeah.
Don't try to do something new and fancy that you're not used to, because it's not one. If you're especially doing a group video format, to me, I have a hard time with videos where the trainer doesn't feel genuine.
Yeah.
And it really starts to detract and distract me from the workout itself. And I just end up getting really annoyed.
Yeah. Instead of, and it's like they're acting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And to an extent, you are, but the ones that I seem to prefer, you know, one of them in the middle, it's a video, like a recorded video that you play and repeat
yeah.
a few weeks. But she talks about, you know what, ladies, sometimes it's that time of the month and you're a little bloated and that's part of life and it's okay. And she just threw it out there. And I was like, you know what? I mean, you're right.
My favorite video, I guess, moment in a workout video was Chalene Johnson. Whenever she says, make sure that your ankles are above your knees. And then she's like, what? Nope. What? No, I mean, knees above your ankles. It was so funny.
Yep. Yep. There's no second take sometimes. So. Yep. I enjoy that too. They're very human moments.
So to note, if you're doing things on your own, making human mistakes and being more personable and realistic is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't want you like falling flat on your face and injuring yourself. Might try that one again as a second take, but you know,
yeah,
your shoe squeaks and it sounds like a fart. That's kind of funny. I'm just saying. Leave it in.
Agreed. Agreed.
They also talked about helping yourself stand out by providing your credentials up front, or maybe if you're going to sell it on your website or through your social media account, just mm-hmm. having some sort of description that describes who you are, where you've been, what makes you someone they should listen to, and a brief section on all of your professional experience as well. So what classes have you done? You know, if you're clearly used to teaching group classes, then you would be someone that I would trust to teach me a virtual group class.
Right.
Because you do it all the time. Or one-on-one, whatever it is that is your forte.
Well, and you need to make it like a sales pitch too.
Yeah.
Just like you would to somebody in person when you're like, yeah, come to my class or train with me. You want to explain why they should.
Yeah. And there is absolutely science behind sales and marketing tactics.
Oh, yeah.
I am just one of the types of people that they don't work on. They have the opposite effect. I get very anxious, very uncomfortable, especially the thing where people say your first name too many times.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Really uncomfortable. Like, I know my name, and I realize that you're saying it as both a power move and to help you remember it, but it's creepy. Stop it. I had this girl I used to work with, and she'd be like, Chelsea. Lady, we sit next to each other every day. We answer the phones in a call center. Thank you for calling. Beep. This is Chelsea. How may I help you? I know my name. I know you know my name. We've established that. We're good. I really don't need to hear it 12 times in 4 sentences.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. So that's us. Take that for what it's worth. We're not everybody. We're just saying, if it were us, that here's what would and wouldn't work. Also, the use of social media. Try to see what other studios and what other professionals are doing. Check out their, especially if it's social media, check out their likes and subscribes and their followers. And depending on which platform you're on, whatever it is that can show if they're popular or not. Mm-hmm. What is it they're doing?
That people like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and I think, too, now that we've been in this for over a year now, a lot of people have figured out what works for them. But some people are, virtual fitness is still something that it's new. It's up and coming. You know, Peloton and
Mirror. I mean, I don't know what y'all are talking about. I've been doing this for years. Give me a DVD workout any day. Our mom... You were too young, but mom used to do the Jane Fonda. Mom had Jane Fonda on vinyl.
Nice.
There was no video to it. So virtual workouts are not I'm quite familiar.
But now they do them live was kind of what my point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. It's a little weird but at the same time, but it's cool. If you're somebody who needs people, which I am not, but I can empathize with it or sympathize, one of them. I can something with it. I can see how that atmosphere would be really
motivating.
Yes, thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Words are hard sometimes, people.
You got that right.
So they also talked about trying to troubleshoot issues ahead of time. So definitely make sure all your stuff is working, your audio is working. Grab a friend, have them log in early.
Just like us with our live episode, we troubleshooted and we thought we had everything ready to go. Mm-hmm. And then one of us, me, didn't turn we didn't turn our mic on, and so you could hear
it was
Audrey.
On. You turned it off for some weird reason.
Well, I thought it was off, so I thought I was turning it on, and then I ended up turning it off. Yeah.
Now the story changes. I see.
So, troubleshoot practice.
Yes.
We've learned through practice, our podcast. Practice. Yeah, like through our podcast recording, definitely. Dress rehearsals are helpful.
Yes. We have a lot of, I want to start that over. And thanks to my sister's wizardry at editing, you guys don't get to hear all that mess. But yeah. So with talking about needing people, motivation, they also talked about creating a community. I'm going to be very forthcoming here. I am a murderino, 100%. Those are my people. We have a community. I love seeing murderinos in the wild. See an SSDGM sticker on someone's back window, and you know, we are friends. I knew it. Got you.
Why don't you explain what that is?
No, because if you know, you know, you know. If you don't, you should.
Okay, well. You lost me, so let's move on.
But everyone out there who knows, I know they know, and we've got a secret brain connection now. And that's the fun of it. Like, it creates this atmosphere of togetherness, and the author's example was their cancer survivor program, where they created a user library providing 15 minutes before and after classes for clients to socialize. They facilitated coffee chats and blog conversations. So that's what they did. But just, creating a community of your people, Facebook groups, or I don't know. That's all I got. Facebook groups. Because Instagram doesn't really have like a breakout room kind of thing. But you can have forums on your own website or create something on Reddit. I'm a part of a lot of subreddits for ADHD and all kinds of different stuff. And sometimes it just helps to go on somewhere and just vent to people who are going through the same thing as you are, and they can be really encouraging and they can be helpful. And sometimes you don't get the help that you went looking for. You get help you didn't know you were looking for.
That's true.
And somebody always has it worse. So that usually makes me kind of shut up for a minute and just go, you know what?
Well, and I like the idea of if you're doing one of those like live platform classes, opening up the class 15-10 minutes before and after, so that, I mean, just like you do in a gym, you show up before class to get your spot and get your stuff set up and everything, and then you talk to the people that you, I mean, after a while.
What up, Jim? Nice to see you again. Glad you're back here. How's the thing with the surgery go, you know?
Yeah, how's your wife and the kids? Haven't seen you since we got coffee after class, you know? Like, you got to create the sense of community that you would in a live place virtually, and so it's
if you're lucky, the community will create itself. But
yeah,
sometimes you kind of just have to nurture it a bit. Creating subgroups and having small team competitions can be, and not just for weight loss, but just like, all right, you five over here, group A, you five over here, group B, and whoever does the most jumping jacks in 30 seconds wins. You know, just, it doesn't have to be anything hugely formal. It can just be a quick little competitive grab. The authors also recommended a welcome routine and a team or person to welcome each individual to the class. So if you're doing this online, especially if you're doing some sort of Zoom or Skype call or something like that where it's a call, you can have someone be the administrator. And that would be a good idea to have them just keep track of who's joining, welcome them, taking attendance while they're doing it, that kind of thing. And it frees you up to not have to stress with all the technology part. And you can kind of just get yourself ready to get started.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Thanks, I just came up with it. On the fly. It's an ADHD superpower I'm learning. Creative, spontaneous thinking.
I like it.
So what else did they talk about? They talked about making sure to follow protocols for safety for new clients and making sure to do a pre-screener. They suggested using intake forms or waivers to show your clients that you care. The program I'm doing right now has a set of videos that you follow. They're looking for, what does he call them? It's going to drive me nuts. It's not disfigurements, and it's not deformity.
Dysfunction?
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. He talks about finding your dysfunction. So I found out when I squat, I have a dysfunction because I bend too far forward. And so it could be a combination of lower body strength, back strength, things like that, that I just need to watch for. So if I were to hold a dumbbell at my chest and do a squat, I can't maintain 2 points of contact. I can't keep the bottom of the dumbbell against my lower rib cage because I bend too far forward, so it swings out. So it's just something I need to be aware of and work towards straightening up as much as I can. And it's something I just have to keep working towards. But what you do is you do the assessment before each month.
Okay.
So you do it again and again, and you can kind of see if you're improving. And he suggests if you haven't improved when you do the assessment the second month, maybe repeat the prior month, that kind of stuff. So that's one way of going about it, where you have people test their own mobility and flexibility with some specific movements, and you tell them what to look for. You know, not everybody's got a big wall mirror, but there's certain things you can do in the bathroom. Or like I had my fiance come in the room and watch me, and I was like, and so I played him the section of the video and made him watch what to watch for.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did the move or stood. One of them, you just stand and it looks at your head and shoulder alignment and your shoulder to hip alignment and your hip to ankle alignment. So I had him come in and assess me for the parts that I needed a mirror for. So lots of that. There's different ways to go about it. That's one way. And I appreciated it for sure.
Well, I like the idea of doing forms and waivers and maybe a pre-assessment because, one, it really does show the people that you care about them and you want to help them.
Mm-hmm.
But it also gives you the tools that you need to not only CYA, but it also helps you with your programming.
Mm-hmm.
Or your scheduling or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, you can have specific call outs for modifications where for some things more specifically than versus having a modified movement ready and prepared for every single move. Maybe some moves everybody was fine and they don't need it.
Yeah.
It also tells you who to watch for certain moves. So maybe you can keep an eye on certain people for certain exercises and really coach them a little bit more individually, even in that group setting. Say, hey, so-and-so. You can't walk up to them and whisper in their ear. You're going to have to kind of call them out, especially if they're going to hurt themselves because they're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do it in a way that doesn't make them feel bad. You just say, you know, make sure this or don't call them out specifically, just say it to the whole class. I don't know. You guys are the professionals. You know what to do.
What I typically do is I say, if you're doing this, and then I demonstrate with the wrong thing,
mm-hmm.
I say, you need to do this, and then I show them how to correct it.
that's really helpful, especially for me to be able to see it the wrong way, because then I can go, well, I thought I was doing it right, but I'm definitely doing that. And if that's wrong, then I need to not do that anymore.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. And that, and it's, so it doesn't call anyone out. It makes everyone kind of go like, oh, that's what I'm doing. Okay.
I feel so attacked.
But at the same time, it doesn't embarrass anyone.
Right. And that's not what it's about. And you can remind people of that at the top of the class too, or maybe in some of the pre-screening info. Like, this is all to help you get better and to be able to do movements without pain or injury. Like, that's what it's about. It's not about calling somebody out like, hey, you big dum-dum. It's not about that.
Yeah.
They also recommended being accessible for messages or phone calls. Mm-hmm. Phone calls, I mean, if you're doing one-on-one training, yes. Group classes, especially if you're going to do a big online something-something, that could get a bit overwhelming. You might have an email set up, but you just want to make sure you're checking in and responding.
Yeah, for sure.
That seems like the big, that seemed like the big gist, and that's just kind of a normal human kindness. You know, someone tries to contact you, just reach back out. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it takes you a day, just make sure you answer. Another thing was to help with behavior change to keep clients engaged and motivated. Having a reward system for those who continue their participation can help, providing guidance with goal setting and strategies to meet those goals, and suggested scheduling of the workouts. This is also another good way to facilitate your community. So,
okay.
I like reward systems, but mm-hmm. I'm someone who, I don't have to be first, but I really don't want to be last. So I don't win a lot. So it's not always very motivating to be the best. I just don't want to be last.
So, yeah.
But it depends on what you're able to do. If it, I don't know, at the beginning of the class, everybody puts money in a pot, and somebody who, maybe it would be like whoever makes the most gain in how much weight they can lift for certain moves wins. So it's not whoever lifts the heaviest, but it's where did you start and where did you end and who improved the most, who can lift the most now.
Or like you were talking about the dysfunctions, mm-hmm. who improves their dysfunction the most.
Mm-hmm. Attendance, that's an easy one. I mean, you either have to be prepared to, I said pay out, but it doesn't have to be money. Whatever your reward is, you need to be prepared to pay out for more than one if you're going to do attendance. So something small.
Come to 10 classes, get 2 free.
Yeah, something like that.
10 training sessions, get 1 free.
Yeah. When we come back to in-person training, somebody gets a smoothie from the local smoothie place. I don't know.
That's true.
Whatever it is. I will bring you coffee next class. Coffee is always good. And then just above all, encouraging positivity for mental health, and just be true to who you are. You're the professional. I'm not. I trust you to teach me. I trust you to make me better. But people on this side of things also need to remember, you know, you get out of stuff what you put into it as well. So you can't, mm-hmm. you can't expect the world if you're not going to put in the work. Anywho, so in conclusion, I'm a big fan of online stuff. I don't mind in person. I get a little more awkward and uncomfortable, but that's just me around other humans. That's just how it is.
I'm the same way. So like, even with exercise, I know what I'm doing, but in a class setting, I get awkward and self-conscious and comparing myself to others. And it's like, why am I so tired? I shouldn't be this tired, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, look at that girl's down dog. Her back is way straighter than mine.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could do that. Goals.
Yeah.
Anywho, well,
thanks for coming to our TED Talk
on working out, on setting up classes to be online.
Yeah, and doing personal training online, and all that fun stuff. So hopefully you got some tips, gave you some ideas, maybe got your mind a turning. Yeah. So hopefully you learned something. And then next week we will.
If not, then I'm real sorry. I tried.
Next episode, we will go over another paper.
Mm-hmm. We will.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Later.
Thank you for listening to the Exercise Science TLDR podcast show. If you want to hear more from us, please write a review and subscribe. Join us online at exerciscienctldr.com. Remember, if it's too long and you didn't read it, we read it so you don't have to.